Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland, so welcome back to the channel. There's a report out today which is shocking about violence against women and girls, and it records that around 100 women are murdered in the United Kingdom every single year by their husband, boyfriend, or ex. That's truly horrific, and obviously must stop to that, rather than no murders at all. But if we can't get it to zero, try and get it as low as possible. What is sickeningly ironic is the person whom the Labour government has put in charge of violence against women and girls is herself a child murderer, someone who boasted about it several years ago. Now, why did this demagogue go around telling people that she murdered her own daughter or son? Because she correctly recognises that it's going to win her votes. There's majority bigotry on this, that most people approve of the murder of children, so long as those babies are inside the womb. So Jess Phillips has obviously got no moral authority on this whatsoever, and says she often, you know, owes no explanation, no apology to what she did to her own child. And if that's what she's going to do to her own baby, what's she going to do to somebody else's? So she's really undermining the campaign that she claims to front. Well, she would know something about domestic violence as she's committed it in her own household. Obviously, she's a danger to children. She's a danger to your child. She's a danger to the children whom she allowed to be born. And they ought to be taken off her and placed in care. So it's a very worrying trend trying to normalize the murder of children. Because when someone is respiring, we know that he or she is alive. And so Jess Phillips's child was respiring, and then he or she was not because of the action that Jess Phillips took. And obviously, I blame the doctors and nurses involved. I blame Jess Phillips' husband or boyfriend, whoever it was, if he encouraged this, expedited this in any wise, or coerced her. But there's no suggestion that she was pressurized into doing this. So you see the worst crime going on in the United Kingdom, 250,000 children murdered every single year by the National Health Service and various other so-called healthcare providers like MSI Choices and other organizations like that. And that obviously is an emergency, that scale of violence against the most vulnerable members of our society. So Jess Phillips' child is not forgotten. I do not know what her or his name was. Perhaps we'll call this baby Little Jess. So we owe it to that child's memory to keep on campaigning. Unfortunately, Jess Phillips's daughter or son can never, ever be brought back from death, not for a single moment. But what we could do is prevent other people from doing the same. Now, Jess Phillips says she's not evil for doing what she did. Well, there was no suggestion from her that she did this because there was any risk to her life by giving birth to her child or anything like that, or that she was impregnated through rape or anything like that, or that this child was going to die anyway because he or she had abnormalities incompatible with life outside the uterus. So surely, if that's not evil, nothing is evil. What could possibly be more evil than parents murdering their own children? What was her child's crime? Why did her daughter or son deserve this very violent and very premature death? To have his or her limbs ripped off and bleed to death, or to have a deadly poison injected into his or her heart, causing cardiac arrest, or to have his or her spine broken to be asphyxiated? You wouldn't do that to an adult. So why on earth would you do that to a child? Do you think of the gross power imbalance between the parents and the children? And bear in mind, the parents have got doctors and nurses and so on their side. And we have deadly poison sent through the post with the express purpose of killing human beings. That's murder. It's staggering that people are trying to make this easier to happen on an even greater scale. So no, save babies. They're humans too. You were a fetus once too. You were an embryo once too. You're just as human back then as you are today. They have the same right to life that men and women have. And because they haven't lived very long, they've even got a greater right to life. So anyway, she's trying to normalize and minimize the most extreme form of violence against children. So really, she has no place preaching to us to stop violence against women. I do agree with her. I'm against all violence against women and girls and boys and babies outside the womb or inside the womb. I mean, I'm not a pacifist. Okay, there is self-defense, there is a just war, but this is her unjust war against children for the crime of being conceived, the baby for being there in the first instance, claiming it's about bodily autonomy. She's totally against bodily autonomy in all other circumstances. But what about her daughter or son's bodily autonomy? What was this child going to achieve? What was this child's aspirations? Her daughter or son, what was this child's gift What is he or she going to do? The only thing that might give Miss Phillips, or sorry, Mrs. Phillips pause for thought is to remind her that she took out a probable Labour voter. So people say that we must end the culture of guilt and shame. Absolutely not. What could possibly be guiltier than parents murdering their own children? What could possibly be more shameful than the ultimate act of violence against the most innocent person of all? We need far more for guilt and a great deal more shame in order to save children. So that is the shamelessness and even the pride, people engaging in braggadocio about it, boasting, shouting the rooftops as though it was a glorious victory. They consider it a triumph. It's the sacrament of third wave feminism. Now, there's a lot to be said for first wave feminism, second wave feminism, but third wave feminism has really gone off the deep end in sanctifying the mass murder of children, like 60 million children all around the world every single year. And it's only very occasionally to save the mother's life. In that case, it's a horrific thing to do, but obviously killing one person to save another is surely ethically permissible. Two deaths is even worse than one, and so on. But there's no suggestions anything remotely related to healthcare, not very caring what she's done to children. So yeah, we need to stop murder, and this is murder which is committed by the state. So-called legalized murder is obviously legally dubious that this is acceptable at all, when you consider that it goes against Wednesbury irrationality, or indeed false premises are given as a basis for these abortions, saying, well, the risk of continuing the pregnancy was greater to the mother's life than discontinuing the pregnancy. The use of euphemistic language in abortionist propaganda, saying the contents of the uterus rather than a child, a baby, a girl, a boy, or past the pregnancy. Now, pregnancy is a status, not a person nor a physical object, and not facing up to what it's actually doing. Disinformation, which is sold to this. Maybe we should regard these mothers as secondary victims of abortion. And they might be forced to by their boyfriends, husbands, fathers, even other women might do this. All right. But in her case, Jess Phillips thinks it's something very proud of. She's an extraordinarily ignorant woman who didn't even realize that Northern Ireland was part of the United Kingdom. And then she was keen to extend abortion to Northern Ireland. Wow. You just think how tone deaf that was. An English person wanting to murder children in Ireland, wanting to impose her sick ideology on Northern Ireland. One of the things that made me proudest as an Irishman, as until recently, were the moral tutors of the Occident, in that we actually cherished our children and kept them safe. Sadly, there's been a terrible declension since 2018, when open season has been declared on girls and boys. So Jess Phillips is one of the foremost advocates of violence against girls, and indeed boys, in the United Kingdom. There's a 50% chance that her victim was a little girl. Now, a child's life is worth far more than an adult's feelings. And if an adult has to feel a little bit guilty or shamed in order to save children, that is surely worth it. Anyway, stop violence against children. Save the babies. You were in the womb once. You could have been killed then. You're alive today precisely because you were not aborted. So don't pull up the ladder behind you and have this done to other children. All right? Save children. Stop violence against children inside the womb as well as outside. Thank you for watching my channel. Goodbye.